So meditative posture. The goal with the meditative posture is to develop this relaxed but attentive position that we can be more or less still in for a period of time. So there's a sense of being at ease, relaxed, and yet coupled with the sense of being awake and receptive, being attentive to what's arising. And so often we kind of go back and forth of either being too slack, too relaxed, that we're falling asleep and lost in daydreams, or too tense and too alert, too much on edge. So learning to find where is that balance of bringing relaxation with awakefulness together is a big part of what the posture supports us in. And during this class, we'll actually do three different meditative postures: seated, standing, and walking. We'll focus mostly on sitting today, and maybe introduce some walking and standing later on if we have time this evening, but certainly the rest of the classes we will. So the seated posture, again, there's a sense of finding that uprightness, that awakeness, and an ease. At the same time, very open and receptive. And I know some of us may have back trouble, have different physical limitations, so it's important to work with that so the meditation is also comfortable. There's also a sense of ease that's coming up, that you're not fighting with the posture. The posture is meant to be a support, not a hindrance. So with seated meditation, one of the fundamental things is to learn to use gravity well, to have gravity be an ally for us. Now, just if we stacked a bunch of blocks on each other, if it was out of alignment, the gravity would tend to want to pull it down toward the earth. But if the blocks are stacked one on top of each other, then they hold each other up. In the same way, we try in the posture to stack the bones of our skeleton one on top of the other. This allows the muscles to start to just hang on that frame of the bones. So there's a sense of relaxing, softening. And in that uprightness and frame, the mind can be awake and attentive. And ideally, we find a posture that we can be comfortable in to sit for a while and to be still. Now, there's three specific elements I like to teach in the posture, and that's stability, verticality, and receptivity. And these three simple elements, it's often helpful to kind of tap back into as we're sitting to see how stable does the posture feel, how vertical is it, and how receptive is it. So the first one, stability. This is referring to how our seat is, our hips are touching the chair or the ground, and how our legs are oriented. Now, we have a wide range of flexibility and limitations, the state of our joints. So don't feel like you have to force yourself into an uncomfortable posture. And this is actually one of the key pieces of the posture, is this stability piece, because it's really the foundation of our whole body. It actually becomes a foundation of our meditation. To have that stability in our bodies allows our minds to be more stable. Now, one of the pitfalls is that we have this idea of what a meditator looks like, you know, the sitting in the full lotus, and we try to force our bodies into that. And we experience discomfort and pain, and there's a level of tension that arises with that posture. And that's really, it's counterproductive. It's much better to have a posture that allows your body to relax. When I teach retreats, often there's someone who's trying to force themselves to sit on the floor when their body really would be much better in a chair. And, you know, they're talking about how they're working with it and struggling with it. And finally, I get them to sit in a chair and they're like, oh, wow. It's like suddenly I can relax and actually attend to my breath, to my experience. So in this class, it's harder for me to see how your posture is, but we can talk about that either through email or through questions. So the second one from a stability is the verticality, the sense of uprightness. So this often starts with the sense of the torso, the head, and the neck. And a helpful way to think about it is the sternum, this breastbone, is to have that gently lifting up toward the sky. That brings a sense of openness through the chest, the heart's area, allows the shoulders to relax, and brings a natural verticality. Then the head and neck is also an important aspect of that. And I often like to have people just reach behind their earlobes, you know, right where there's those little bumps there of the mastoid process. And just imagine that your head is pivoting right there on those bumps. And you have just a little bit of a tilt of your chin, not something that's almost, it's almost invisible, how slight it is. Just a millimeter or even half a millimeter. At the same time, a sense of stretching through the back of the neck. In Zen tradition, they often talk about feeling like your collar, you're pressing against the back of your collar with your neck. Another visualization is to imagine your head gently elongating toward the sky. So the verticality with the sternum raising up and the head and neck raising up brings a sense of uprightness and also wakefulness. Often when we're kind of slumping and leaning over, that's when our minds get more dull. We fall asleep. Having that stability of our hips and legs helps support that verticality. If we're kind of, or that stability is not there, it's going to be really hard to hold ourselves up. If that stability is there in the pelvis, then the bones are more easy to stack upon each other. So stability, verticality. And the final one is this receptivity. This is perhaps the hardest to define right now. It's really a physical expression or manifestation of this meditative attitude. This fundamental aspect of meditation is this receptivity. Often it helps, you can see the connection between the mind and body, to relax our agenda, to relax our need for control, for things to be a certain way, that sense of internal judgment. The more we can do that, we find that is mirrored in our body. And sometimes we can work it from the other direction, is learning how to relax the body, starts to allow the mind's patterns like those to relax. So as we sit, we often will scan our bodies for areas of tension and just invite a gentle relaxation, some degree of softening. As we sit, we may find areas of our bodies which are quite uncomfortable, quite tight, that have been tight for feels like years, right? And so learning to find, just invite that to soften to some degree. And part of this receptivity is a sense of opening to all the senses. Like as we're sitting, you can feel the whole body feeling the various sensations of maybe this air touching the skin, the sensation of the cloth of your clothes, or the chair that you're sitting on. We often tend to be very head-oriented in this culture. We really, you know, everything comes through our mind and through our eyes and our thinking world. To learn how to come into the body as another way of sensing the world is so helpful. We can almost even have the sense of the whole body hearing, the whole body smelling, whole body tasting. Even though that doesn't make sense physiologically, there's a way that the body can just receive whatever is arising. And that's the ultimate, one of the ultimate skills or arts of being a meditator, is learning to sit in the midst of your experience and just allow whatever is arising to be seen, to be received, right? So there's all the things we have to do in our lives, all the to-do lists, but just coming back to this very moment of how do I meet this moment? Just right here and right now.